4 VWA, mobile.
4NVWA, this is KR4AAE. Good morning, how are you?
AAE, good morning. It's Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. And I'm cold. It's KN4VWA.
Well, Steve, that'll be an easy name to remember. My name is Steven on this end, and yes, it is frigidly cold outside.
Out of Inman, and according to my vehicle, it is 18 degrees without the windshield. And even though you've got a really classy name, I wish you'd climb down off your wallet and turn the thermostat back up.
Copy that. I would definitely love to turn the thermostat back up. Not a big fan of the cold unless I'm skiing or doing some sort of winter activity. You know it's cold when I have to go into the closet and grab the ski gear out.
So, what kind of snow bunny are you now? Are you a skier, or are you a snowmobiler, snowboarder? What you up to?
I'm a skier. I've lived out west for a couple years, so I did skiing out in the resort, and then I got bored of the resort. And then I went into the backcountry with my friends, went through all the avalanche training. So if I were still out there, I'd probably be doing some type of search and rescue for people on the mountains over there.
No, you heard that old saying out west, it's snow from heaven, not from hoses.
Not heard that one, but I do know one thing. Ever since I went out west and came back here, I will never ski the East Coast ever again.
There's one or two spots east of the Mississippi that I would consider skiing, and only it is the last resort, and that's up at Snowshoe up in West Virginia. It's not too bad, and I tell you what, I've skied Jackson. Matter of fact, I've skied Grand Targhee, Jackson Mountain, let's see. What is that little one there in downtown Jackson? And I skied, I always called it Crested Butt. It's Crested Butte. And let's see, where else have I skied out there? Park City. A couple of those. But at my age, I've had to get knees, and I'm just a snowmobiler now.
Well, nothing wrong with being a snowmobiler. You kind of just got to do what you can do with what you got, and that's what you got, that's what you got. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to still be well enough to ski. I spent a lot of time in Salt Lake, up in the Cottonwoods, up in the Wasatch Front, all over there. I could go out of my apartment, drive 20 minutes, and I could be on a mountain somewhere, which was fantastic. But the places you listed off, those are still on my bucket list. I still want to get to Jackson Hole. That's the big one for me.
And listen, if you love skiing out of bounds, you're going to have to save your pennies, take the helicopter up to the bowl, what they call the bowl up there on Jackson Mountain, or up on the ridge. It's up at about, 11,000 feet. And let me tell you what, that is something else. And I just hope you're good at double black diamond. I mean, it's challenging, but it is so worth it. It's unbelievable. I will be 70 in October, and like I said, I managed to do all those before the old bod here just got to that point where. No, better not do that anymore.
Copy that. My body is creeping towards that general time frame due to all the extreme sports I used to do as a kid, and that's kind of catching up on me. But yeah, have to remember that about Jackson. Is that similar to the back bowls over in Vail? We call those, called it Outer Mongolia, because took 5 lifts to get there.
I've read up on Vail, but I've never been to Vail. Now, I've never skied Vail. I like to get out way back in the back, or used to anyhow. I used to like to go where, you know, the frou-frou didn't go. And I always thought Vail and Aspen were the kind of celebrity frou-frou places. Everybody wants to go and look good instead of actually getting out and doing it. So, but I'm sure that there's some stuff out that area. Man, I got to tell you, it's got to be pretty challenging. And I didn't hear it called Mongolia, but yeah, I've heard of the backcountry of Vail, and that's the first place I'd head for if I went.
Copy that. I think I've given up on resort skiing for a very long time, just based on what I've been reading and seeing and keeping track of out west. It's not very appealing anymore due to the cost. It's really expensive now to get a season pass out there, and got to get there early before everything gets tracked out. So if I do go back out west for skiing, I will most likely stick to just all backcountry, and praying to goodness that I read the avalanche report right and do all the snow studies before I even get on the mountain.
Well, now that is one thing about Jackson. They do. They really stay ahead of the curve on any snow movements. They're really good about that. Yeah, it's really nice out there. Now, do you do cross-country skiing?
No cross-country skiing. I usually, backcountry, we have things called skins that you attach to your skis. They're essentially pieces of carpet which allow you to go uphill, and the binding on your toe will hinge, and you lock your heel down. Not like teleskiing, but very similar to. And then when we get to the top of the mountain, we take our skins off and put all our ski gear and ski down.
Okay. Well, there's a place in Jackson. It's generally, it's about, I'd say, 15 or 20 miles back in. But it's on the border of Yellowstone, and it's called the Gros Ventre. And it is just magnificent. You have to snowmobile back in there, and it takes you up to about 9,000. I take that back. Maybe up to about 10,000, and you go back in on snowmobile, get dropped off, and then you can just, you know, freestyle rough country all the way back into the valley floor, and you can walk about 4 miles back into town.
Doesn't sound too bad going out there, 4 miles into town. I wonder if they are as friendly as they are in Salt Lake, to where if you're carrying skis or a snowboard and you're putting your thumb up, they'll give you a ride back into town.
Being a geezer, the last time I did that was about, let's see, I was 55 at the time, so that's about 15 years ago. I made arrangements to get picked up. I did it the lazy way, because after having skied that far, see the slope on the Gros Ventre, you ski for about 8 or 9 miles. It's that much of it. It's not a straight down type of thing. So you get to ski that far back in, and once you've skied that far, you're really not up for walking that last four.
Not realize it was that long of a run, but that is definitely good to know if I ever make it out to Jackson. KR4AAE.
Okay. Oh yeah, one of those wonderful places on earth. And if you make it out there, you got to ski. It's a tourist place, but it's up at the top of the Tetons, and not everybody goes out there. Everybody goes to Jackson Mountain, does the tourist thing. But you can go up to a place called Grand Targhee. Oh baby, it's nice. It's from about 13,000 down to about, I'm thinking it's about 8,000. So it's good skiing. And like I said, out there you can buy a bumper sticker in the shops out there. It says snow from hoses, snow from heaven, not from hoses. Because on average, I think the last time I looked, they're getting a little over 14 feet a year out there at that elevation.
And I've been looking at the snow reports ever since the ski season started, and I mean, Jackson always gets snow all the time. So I'm thinking if I do go somewhere, Jackson's the next place I'm going.
Be disappointed, my friend. As a matter of fact, a little tidbit garbage knowledge. Jackson, Wyoming has, over its history, had snow on every calendar day of the year.
That was a statistic I did not know about. I'm going to have to start looking at that and planning a whole trip to Jackson next year.
Florida doesn't always get snow every calendar day of the year, but when you consider that the top of the Grand Teton is just under, I mean, a fraction under 14,000, oh, man. Within a 10-mile radius, that place gets snow every day of the year.
And here's the real bad thing. I work next to Greenville Spartanburg Airport. If I wasn't married and had a job, I would probably go buy a plane ticket, grab my skis, and go to Jackson right now. So I got a little 4-year-old girl that's stalking up the storm, and I want to get her out there soon to experience it as well.
That's what Grandma and Grandpa are for. Grab your wife, hit the trail.
I definitely would. However, my wife does not enjoy the cold. The cold is attractive to her. I could live out west in feet of snow and not blink an eye.
You got to be inclined for that type of thing to really enjoy it. So, that's not everybody's cup of tea. But the happiest I ever was about 10 years ago. No, I take that back. It was about 15 years ago. And my brother and I went out there, and the morning we left Jackson on snowmobiles, headed into Yellowstone, it was 8 below without the wind chill. Man, it was great.
Sounds awesome. I mean, if you have great conditions and it's that cold, the cold doesn't matter. But if you got horrible conditions and you're in that type of temperature, then I'd say, okay, time to hang it up, guys.
Back home. And then I had to come back home. Well, if I had the money, if I hit the lottery, I'm gonna have a place in Jackson, and I'm gonna have a place here, and I'm gonna find a place somewhere that's not covered over with neon on the coast. I just don't care for the redneck Riviera down at Myrtle Beach either.
Copy that, and I agree with you on that one. I'd be happy with a house sitting on 25 or 50 acres. And I definitely don't like the neon lights, so I don't know where the heck you find that one now.
There are still one or two little spots along the coast that have not been touristed out. And I'm not going to say where they are over the radio because, you know, I just don't want everybody and their brother flooding in there.
Copy that. I could definitely think of a couple places. Definitely not going to say them. I'm going to keep those a secret. Take those to the grave with me.
I am semi-retired from X-ray imaging. So what do you do?
I do computer networking for a very large technology distributor. I manage all the connectivity in data centers and remote sites. I make the bits flow as fast as they can down the wire. I could work on the internet backbone if I wanted to, but I'm not to that level yet.
Well, there's plenty of demand for that, and I think demand is going to be going up. So, anyhow, you got you a pretty good spot. Well, I tell you what, I am just about to get to my first stop. I am headed into Columbia today, and I've got to stop down here and fuel up at the Sam's in Spartanburg. I appreciate the ride along. I enjoy it. Man, I hope you make it out to Jackson and get to go to Grand Targhee. And, oh, there was one more place, the Togedy Pass. If you get a chance, hit the Togedy Pass on a snowmobile. Woo-hoo, it's beautiful. So, anyhow, I hope you make it out there and soon. So, you take it easy. Appreciate the ride along. 73s, buddy. Enjoyed it. KN4, VNWA. I'll be clear up to your final.
Thanks for the cue, though. I've just been sitting here in the parking lot chatting away and figure I probably need to go into work as well. 73, see you, Steve, and I've definitely took some notes on where to go. So I've definitely looked those up and start planning. But thanks again. KN4VWA, this is KR4AAE, 73, see you.